Hey, everybody, welcome to Pep Talk, the podcast where we give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God, where we take all these complex health and wellness and sometimes medical problems that people have, and we break those down in really simple, understandable, digestible pieces. And then we give you action steps on things that you can do to improve your life and the quality of the life of the loved ones around you. Hey, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. I'm your host. And on today's journey, we're going to go down a very crazy but common problem that we're hearing about today. How many of you have heard of something called POTS? You ever heard of POTS? POTS is something that's been around for a long time. But now all of a sudden, we're hearing more about this ever since the last really 3.5 to 4 years. Funny how over the last 3.5 to 4 years, we're seeing a massive increase in autoimmune issues. We're seeing a massive increase in all kinds of sicknesses and diseases. Cancers are off the charts. So you got to ask the question why and what's going on. But today we're going to really talk about something called POTS. There's a new research study from the Smith Heart Institute at Cedars-Sinai that talks about the understanding, the link between the COVID-19 vaccination and the difficult to diagnose condition known as postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or POTS. I want to talk about what POTS is. I'm going to give you my own experience with POTS, with patients I see in my own clinics, and action steps that you can do to help yourself. Please understand, I'm not your doctor. You got to go talk to a physician. But all this information that I'm sharing with you is information that I share with my own patients. So use some wisdom and some discernment to decide how you take this information and apply it to your life. So check this out. POTS, by the way, is a condition that's associated with the nervous system. Okay, so we know that the brain sends signals down the spine out all these different nerves, and they go to different organs and different areas of your body. Well, if the signal from your brain that goes to your heart is not communicating properly, that heart doesn't know how to fire. You see, your organs and your body and your cells don't just work independently. They're told what to do by your body's ecosystem. And POTS is absolutely associated with the nervous system dysfunction. And it causes an abnormal increase in heart rate, especially from sitting to standing. So have you ever experienced when you're sitting down for a minute, you stand up and all of a sudden you're lightheaded, dizzy, or et cetera? That's a sign of POTS. Or if you're sitting, and we're even seeing people who are laying down and they get some dizziness, vertigo, or nauseousness, or laying down to sitting, any of those combinations of that, and POTS could very well be one of the problems that you're dealing with. By the way, POTS is associated with nervous system dysfunction, abnormal heart rate, sitting to standing, laying down. It is used primarily, we find it more in women than men, but I will tell you right now, we're finding it in men and women on a level that I've seen more in the last 2.5 years than I have in my last 20 years of practice combined. So there was a surprising study that was just done in Cedars-Sinai Hospital to understand the connection between POTS and the COVID shot. Here's what the researchers are saying. These findings strongly suggest that it is helpful to keep an eye on patients with underlying heart issues after a COVID-19 vaccination. And by the way, if you're looking at this, heart disease is the number one killer of all men and women in the United States of America, right? And we have more heart disease and heart problems than any other country that's out there. The problem is that most people don't know they have heart problems. Did you know that the number one symptom that people typically have of heart disease is the heart attack that either kills them or puts them in the hospital? You know, heart disease is one of these things that's slowly creeping up over time with people, but you may not know what's going on because you're not taking care of yourself. And self-care is the real healthcare. You've got to understand how yourself is working. That's why we recommend doing genetic profile testing. That's why we recommend doing regular blood testing, and not just blood tests to look at your, you know, your cholesterol and your blood sugar, which is typically what your doctor runs once a year. I'm talking about looking at your vitamins, your minerals, your nutrients, looking at inflammatory markers, looking at how your body processes and digests foods. Look at all your hormones. Look at all those indicators. Run a true wellness panel that can give you a real idea of what's going on here. By the way, this is what one of the researchers says in the study. It says COVID-19 infection itself seems to be a potential cause of increasing POTS. So whether it's from a vaccination or from an infection, it all comes back down primarily to the spike protein. Now, I will tell you that doctors like myself and many others that actually read the original COVID-19 studies that were put out in the New England Journal of Medicine and in JAMA said, hey, wait a minute, there's an awful lot of heart issues going on secondary to people getting these injections. Remember when we started telling folks about myocarditis? We didn't make that up. That was in the actual studies. Now, just so everybody can be clear and all the fact checkers can sit down and kind of just shut up for a minute, we now know that all the things that we discussed about the spike protein, whether in the vaccine or in the virus, is true. It can increase autoimmune issues. It can increase blood clots. It can increase the issues with other heart problems, including POTS and autoimmune issues. And there have now been studies that have proven that that spike protein and that virus, whether it was made in a lab or it occurred naturally, which in the United States, even the major industries, all the three-letter agencies, says that this was a gain-of-function study that came out of a lab somewhere. It all goes back down to the spike protein. So here's what we will tell you, is that in many individuals, not everyone, but many individuals, that spike protein, whether it's from the vaccine or from the actual infection itself, is problematic for people. They're allergic to that spike protein. So what happens is that spike protein can replicate and reproduce itself. Remember when they told us that, no, it's only going to stay in the injection area? Well, that was a lie. And we now know that the spike protein can travel to organs, including the brain, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the reproductive organs, and the adrenal glands. We now know that if those spike proteins are negatively impacting the heart or the vagus nerve, that can cause some of these autoimmune or autonomic nervous system issues like POTS. So what are some things that people can do? Now, I want you to hear me on this. The spike protein has an affinity, which means it likes to attach to a receptor in the brain. That receptor is called the nicotinamide receptor. The nicotinamide receptor is a receptor that spike protein can attach to. And if it attaches to that, it can keep multiplying and keep growing, and it can keep causing a problem. Well, that nicotinamide receptor has an even higher affinity for something called nicotine. So let me see if this makes sense. So if here's a nicotinamide receptor in your nerves in your body, and those nerves, by the way, control your heart, if that spike protein attaches to that receptor site, then ultimately downstream, it could cause inflammation and a short circuiting in that wiring that controls the heart. Does that make sense? If the spike protein attaches to the nicotinamide receptor, it can cause problems somewhere downstream. If that nicotinamide receptor site is already filled up with something, then guess what can't happen? That spike protein cannot continue to reattach to that nicotinamide receptor. Well, guess what has the highest level of affinity to the nicotinamide receptor in the body? Nicotine. By the way, Harvard research in 2015, you can look this up, has proven that nicotine by itself is not addictive. Nicotine is not addictive. It's all the other crap that gets put in the cigarettes. All the other stuff that the scientist, I'm going to tell you something, listen to me, the scientist who created cigarettes to become addictive, that's what's causing the addictive properties, not the nicotine, okay? Harvard 2015 study proved that. By the way, did you know that those exact same scientists that created the addiction properties for the cigarettes also were the same scientists that whenever and I'm not going to name the names of the companies, you can look this up later, but when some of the major companies in the big tobacco world, bought out and bought into our food manufacturing, those exact same scientists who made cigarettes addicting now work together to make food addicting. Interesting how that works out. If you don't know your history, it's weird how things can sort out. But back to the nicotinamide receptor. If you are using nicotine, now look, I'm not telling people to go out and start smoking cigarettes. I'm not telling them to use nicotine patches. I'm not telling them to use, you know, what are the nicotine, you know, dips or whatnot. But here's what we do know. We do know that anecdotally, and there have been several studies that have confirmed this, but we know that anecdotally, if people go out and get a nicotine patch, you know, the little 7 milligram patches you can put on your arm, up to 14 gram patches, that if you put those on there and you use those for up to 30 days, that can put enough nicotine in your body to block the nicotinamide receptors so that the spike protein doesn't attach to that. So that's one really big thing that can be done to improve the symptoms of positional orthostatic tachycardia syndrome post-COVID vaccine or post-COVID infection. We also know that there could be an adrenal gland component to it. The adrenals are the little glands that sit on top of your kidneys. They regulate your mineral absorption. They regulate your sex hormones, and they regulate your sugar metabolism. But one of the things that the adrenal glands are responsible for is producing adrenaline. When you are sitting in a seated position, your blood is pooled in your head. Your blood is pooled in your body. It's sitting here. But if I stand up really quick, my blood, which is here, when I stand up, has to shoot up with my elevation of my body, or else I don't have blood in my brain. Well, as soon as you stand up, those adrenal glands should instantaneously give you a hit of adrenaline so that the blood pumps up now towards where your head is going to be in space, not where it was at when you were sitting. What happens is if those adrenal glands get overtaxed because of overstress of chemical, physical, or emotional well-being issues, then now the adrenals don't work and it doesn't push that adrenaline up, and you can get orthostatic hypotension, which means sitting to standing, lightheaded, and dizziness. So there very well could be an adrenal problem for that. So we recommend for adrenal support, getting on a keto or carnivore diet, utilizing intermittent fasting where you're eating for fasting in an 18-hour window and eating in a 6-hour window. We've done videos on fasting. Go back and watch those where we recommend that you're getting a good 5 to 8 grams a day of good, healthy, organic salt in your diet. Liposomal vitamin C is one of the most powerful nutrients to help support the adrenal glands. And adaptogenic herbs like ashwagandha and other complexes have been shown to be very beneficial to improve the function of your adrenals. Taking a master microbiotic, spore-based probiotic can be very beneficial for helping with problems like adrenal fatigue, orthostatic hypotension, even symptoms of POTS. We also know that magnesium depletion could be a massive contributor to these type of symptoms as well. And by the way, remember, we talk about magnesium glycinate as being one of the most important nutrients in the body. And in order to diagnose, or to not to diagnose, but to prescribe yourself the dosage of magnesium, it's real simple. Take your body weight times 10.6 and divide that number by 2.5. That's how many milligrams a day of magnesium an individual should have. If you're doing those things and you're sleeping well, moving well, breathing well, thinking well, then your body's going to have a chance to be well. So POTS is a serious issue. And more people are dealing with this now than I've seen in my last 20 years of practice combined. However, there has to be some other solutions for it because there are no major drug solutions. And by the way, drugs don't fix the root cause. They just mask the symptoms. So if you want to get happier, you want to get healthier, you want to balance your body out, and if you're dealing with symptoms of things like POTS or other, you know, autoimmune or inflammatory problems or adrenal stresses, go back and listen to this podcast and share it with your friends and family because there are some real solutions for this. Typically, after 30 days, you don't need to take the nicotine patches anymore. I will tell you that me personally, when I travel, and I travel a lot, I use a nicotine patch when I travel. Why? Because I want to block the nicotinamide receptors in my body so that it helps my body have more of a robust, how do I say this, defense system against certain bugs, pathogens, or whatever that's happening in the world today. But hey, that's just what I do. You guys do whatever you want. Use your own discernment. So folks, go back, check out this podcast, share it with your friends and family. Make sure you go to our website. That's peptalk.world, peptalk.world. Go to all of our social medias, like, share, subscribe, all the things that you're supposed to do, because folks, the truth will set you free if you'll hear it. So guys, until we meet again, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. God bless you. God bless America, and God bless the world. Stay smart out there, folks, and I'll see you next time. Be well.